Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
It's one of those great days where we have a couple of really big lead stories, and we're going to have to split these apart. So we're going to get right to the business of James Comer and the investigation into the Biden family and the money that they have made with their influence, most particularly when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. And I'll get to that in just a moment. I want to start here at the top by letting you know the breaking news concerning the Kansas City Chiefs, the schedule coming out, and the discussion of Patrick Mahomes' contract. We'll deal with this in great length a little bit later. The earlier reporting that the Chiefs would play the Chicago Bears in Germany is false. It was announced on Fox and Friends on Wednesday morning. The Chiefs will play the Dolphins November 5th in Frankfurt. Miami Dolphins will be the overseas playing partner with the Kansas City Chiefs in the game on November 5th in Frankfurt. That game will start at 8:30 on a Sunday morning on NFL Network if you live in the Central Time Zone. We've also learned through Donna Kelsey, the Kelsey's parents, Jason and Travis Kelsey, that the Chiefs, according to her, will play the Eagles in week two in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium. We'll see if that's right. She also thought, like everyone else, the Chiefs would play the Bears in Germany, and that is not the case. We also have a story out from Pro Football Talk that we'll get to in a little bit that says the Chiefs are getting closer and will have a new deal for Patrick Mahomes before the start of the season. This is not new news. We've been talking about it for a few weeks, but we'll get into more detail on that as well as we cover some sports a little bit later on. But I want to let you know what we're going to be doing here in just a few minutes, talking about those things. The Chiefs will play the Dolphins. The entire schedule comes out Thursday night at about 6 o'clock, I think, Kansas City time. The entire schedule will be out, and there will be leaks throughout Thursday to see what the Chiefs' schedule looks like. It will undoubtedly be the toughest, if not, well, it'll be one of the top three, if not the toughest schedules in the NFL. On to James Comer, who had a news conference at 8 o'clock Central Time on Wednesday morning to discuss the Bidens' really exceptional, brilliant, and shifty work that they've gotten away with for years and years and years to enrich themselves. James Comer gave the headlines when he came out in front of the media and made it very clear that the federal prosecutors are close to deciding on whether or not to charge Hunter Biden for federal crimes, including but not limited to business dealings with foreign nationals and an illegal firearm purchase. Comer made it very plain this is not what they're investigating or why they're investigating this. They simply had asked, if you're going to do something with him, don't do it before we release this information, as they've now had subpoena power for 4 months. That this is about Joe Biden as president of the United States, and if he is compromised as the president of the United States to people in China, Ukraine, and most specifically, which we'll get into in just a moment, Romania, which was the first example and appears to be the most concrete example of wire payments that were made to the Bidens. In total, they're releasing a 36-page report today citing 20 different companies that the Bidens did business with, enriching themselves with over $10 million through multiple banks and accounts. Wow, before it all landed in the Bidens' accounts. Comer is calling on the Department of Justice to release Form 1023 on an interview with a whistleblower that to this point, the Oversight Committee in the House has not been able to see. He wants it as part of the probe of Joe Biden through Hunter Biden, not Hunter Biden, probe of Joe Biden. So I think there's an important distinction here, and Comer did a nice job, you know, pointing that out at the very beginning of his news conference. He says this is a national security issue, that the only reason there is a House of Representatives Oversight Committee is checks and balances, what's going on with the executive branch, with the President of the United States, and these transfers of all this money from foreign entities into Biden bank accounts. They've been working on this for 4 months. According to Comer, they have made, quote, astonishing progress. And he said, it is, quote, inconceivable the president did not know, end quote, that the family has received millions in dollars from China. He said, this is not a witch hunt. We will not do anything except present facts to you. It is not personal. They're clearly stating, and he referenced Adam Schiff, We're not going to throw things against the wall and see if they stick. We're not going to start an impeachment and then try to find things that way. When we get concrete facts, we will present these to you. The investigation will be ongoing, and they presented multiple facts today. The first thing that Comer brought up was a case in Romania, which Joe Biden, as vice president, was working on as officially vice president of the United States to work with the Romanians in an anti-corruption policy between the United States and Romania, because there was so much corruption in Ukraine and so much corruption in Romania and these other countries. We had to work with these countries to try to help them not be so corrupt, so their oligarchs and billionaires weren't stealing money, theoretically, from the United States, that we send all these countries for what reason, I don't know. Comer said there was $1 million found with one particular person in Romania who has since been convicted and jailed for corruption. $1 million was paid to the Bidens. 16 of 17 payments were while Joe Biden was the vice president of the United States. So we have $1 million over 17 payments from one person in Romania who's now in jail for corruption in Romania, that Biden was working specifically in Romania on anti-corruption in Romania, taking money from a person who was convicted of corruption in Romania. And the payments stopped when Joe Biden left office. When Joe Biden was no longer vice president of the United States, the payments from this person and from Romania ended. Comer says millions were made from individuals from China, Romania, and other countries. They went into multiple different bank accounts and records. In total, we're talking about 16 transfers to 5 different banks, and multiple Bidens benefited. Largely, the Chinese scheme, as described by Comer, for the Bidens was a one-third, one-third, one-third split. Doesn't matter who the other two entities were. One-third of all the payments that came from China went to the Biden family. An example of this would be a $3 million windfall from China, which means $1 million would go to the Bidens through a company called EEIG in Abu Dhabi. There were 16 payments. Again, these seem to all be like million dollar deals with 16 payments. This coming through Abu Dhabi, 16 different payments to the Bidens, including his brother, his son, and others, as he was vice president. And again, these are business entities that James Biden, the brother, did nothing to do. Hunter Biden didn't do anything. Nobody did anything, but Joe was vice president. And these were obviously international deals done where the Biden family was enriching itself through Joe Biden being vice president of the United States. It's very clear cut. It's very clean in what they did. They used multiple countries, multiple payments of smaller amounts, $50,000 at a time, $60,000 at a time, that go into bank accounts in different banks that the Bidens had accounts in. It is, I mean, you'd like to sit here and say it's brilliant because they went to such great detail of scattering it out in smaller payments in so many different places to make it look like they had a global organization or a global company that was just receiving $50,000 or $60,000 payments from entities in other countries, but there is no work being done. There's nothing. There's no product. There's no service. There's no work being done. I think is the point Comer's making is this money was just coming in regularly, and they are citing today in their first accounts of what took place, over $10 million that the Biden family received, with no discernible work being done. No products being made, nothing being sold. It just came in. Comer says this was a complicated, suspicious network of 20 companies that the Bidens had formed while he was vice president. These are LLCs. These were companies that were formed, some in other countries by other people, some by the Bidens. And it was a complicated, suspicious network where over $10 million was given directly from foreign nationals to the Biden family. It's legit. They're not bringing forth anything that isn't legit. The question that I have here is, aren't we kind of at a place with the American public where this is expected of people like Joe Biden as vice president? It would be, I guess, worse or different if we said Barack Obama was doing this as president. But again, we look at vice presidents as do-nothings. We look at them as Klingons. We look at them as people who wait in the wings, and if the president dies, they have to go be president. There's almost an expectation in this country that politicians are corrupt, that members of Congress, members of Senate, vice presidents are on the take. I think we'd all like to still think that the president is not enriching himself as president of the United States, that they wait until they're done. And when they're done as president, they can make hundreds of millions of dollars as a former president. I think everybody recognizes that. We've watched Nancy Pelosi get insanely wealthy as the Speaker of the House through shady stock dealings and all these things. I don't know how this plays with the American public. I'm looking at it, and I know what it is. It's criminal. It's nefarious. It's awful. And I'm completely and utterly unsurprised. It is no surprise the Democrats are not interested in this, even on the Oversight Committee. They'll say, this is nothing. There's nothing to see here. It's a big nothing burger. We know their lines. The Republicans will say, this is outrageous. What is the goal here? Comer says the goal is legislative solutions to prevent this from happening again, and it should be a bipartisan issue, and that Congress should be putting forth legislation to make sure these types of things can never happen again. They say new subpoenas are coming, and they will get more information as the Department of Justice begins to work with the House Oversight Committee. We'll see about that, and I'm all for legislative solutions if they think they can stop this from happening with our politicians. There is some real momentum about the possibility of members of Congress and their family members not being able to buy or sell stocks while they are in office. I think that's reasonable. I think these people do know what's going on. I think they know what they're going to pass. I think they know what businesses it will help. And I think they buy stocks before they pass legislations to enrich themselves. I believe all that. I believe it shouldn't happen. I believe what the Bidens did shouldn't happen. In no way am I surprised that members of Congress get rich off selling stocks. In no way am I surprised that Biden, as vice president, was bored off his gourd and said, hey, we can work with these people and funnel some money our way if we set it up this way. It doesn't surprise me. It does appear to be criminal. It does appear to be chargeable. I don't know if you're going to charge the president of the United States, but ultimately, if the goal is legislative solutions, I guess I'm okay with that. I'm different than most. Most of my friends and people I talk to, they believe there would be something good by catching the Bidens, getting him to stop from running for president, be ashamed, be embarrassed, turn it into a Nixon type thing where you leave office in shame. There would be personal victory in that for anyone that's conservative, saying we punched their guy out, which they tried to do to Trump. But I'll just remind everybody, do you really want to run against somebody else in 24? I mean, this is all good stuff. It becomes drip, 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 and the American people buy into it. And they go, well, on top of being incapable of doing his job now, he was corrupt 15 years ago as vice president, which is when he took over as vice president 15 years ago. I think that's a reasonable conclusion for voters to come to. But, it would describe it like a fight. Do you want to knock Biden out? Or do you just want to get a decision? And I think the answer is you want a decision here. You want to go the full 10 or 12 rounds and win by decision. If you knock him out in the third round, you got to turn around and fight somebody else, right? I don't think you want to go up against Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama. I just don't think you do. I think they're both slicksters. I think as a younger candidate up against Trump or even DeSantis is problematic. And I think we better consider the big picture. For some reason, the Democrats seem hell-bent right now on running Joe Biden again. And at least at this point, I've never thought he was going to run again. I can't even imagine. Joe Biden can't win. He's not going to be better. What we know is the situations can change. The economy could be better. His policies could be, things could be a little bit better in a year and a half for people, but it won't matter. What they think of Joe Biden cannot change dramatically. He physically, mentally is not going to be better. He cannot get through a 90-minute debate. It is not possible. There's not enough drugs in the world to pump him up and give him clarity. When he was young and at his best, he was not very good at that sort of thing. He will not be able to hide in his basement as president of the United States this time. This is the man we want to run against. And I'm just giving caution here. I think it's important to recognize this is the candidate you want to run against. Whether it's Trump or DeSantis doesn't really matter at this point. This is the man you want to run against. You don't want him in 2 months to say, this is exhausting, I'm out, I've been to the doctor, I've changed my mind, and open the thing up for Newsom or maybe Michelle Obama or whatever. By the way, if and when Biden does pull out, it will be because Barack Obama told him to, and you better bet your bottom dollar Michelle is waiting in the wings. If he pulls out, I would think in all likelihood that is because they've decided Michelle has said, yes, I will go do this. She has previously said there's no way. She doesn't want to do it. She's not interested. There is zero doubt in my mind, and a lot of you disagree with me on this. There is zero doubt in my mind that if she runs, she will be the candidate in the basement. She will do a sit down with Oprah. She won't do anything in depth. She will campaign very little, and she will win. And when she campaigns, it will just be celebrities up there with Barack and Michelle. And it will remind people of the past. They loved voting for Obama. And she will be president and Barack will actually be president again. There will be leaks that this will be a third term of Obama. It's what America needs. We need Barack Obama's steady hand right now. I'm telling you, you won't beat it. We didn't beat it before. You won't beat it again. It won't happen. Too many people in the middle feel too good about voting for Obama's. It's just the way it is. So big news today from James Comer and his team. We'll see how it plays out. The White House preemptively has said, this is all a fraud. It's all a sham. It all means nothing. They don't know anything. They've got no proof. Well, there's plenty of proof out there today. There is plenty of proof today given by James Comer that this has occurred. Bank records aren't fake. This isn't he said, she said. Okay, they had subpoena power. They got the bank records. We see where the money goes. The money trails. We've seen where it goes. We've seen exactly how they did it. The scheme is exposed. It's real. So everything that we've heard before, and I mean, I think you and I have probably thought for years that this is exactly what they were doing. And will we ever be able to prove it? And well, now it's proven. Now what comes of it? I think what comes of it is the focus will be on Hunter Biden. Because the Democrats will want the focus to be on Hunter Biden, and they'll know that his dad can pardon him. So there's a pretty simple path for them. Joe didn't know. This is all unknown to him. We'll cooperate fully with whatever the DOJ wants to do, and then they'll force the DOJ to do very little. There will probably be a firearms charge on Hunter Biden. He illegally obtained a firearm. And everybody knows he illegally obtained a firearm. They'll charge him with that, give him probation or something like that, and that'll be the end of it. That's likely to be what happens. You don't beat Democrats at this stuff. They don't go down. Hell, they couldn't beat Trump. They've tried every single possible legal avenue to bring Trump down, and you can't. That's the problem with the ruling class. The richest people, the elite people in this country, there's no bringing any of them down anymore. You can't. I've been watching this show on Paramount with Kiefer Sutherland called Rabbit Hole. And it's really good. And I watched the final episode last night and it comes to a wicked conclusion. It is a reflection of America today. And it's all about big tech and the elites controlling the entire country. This show and the way it ends, I'm not going to give you anything away at the end and the way it happened, but it is stunning. It's also very well done in the fact that you don't know whether the people in control. You think that the people in control, what they want to do are the Democrats, and that is control through technology, big tech. So that's the structure of this entire show. Then you find out later in one of the episodes that the person really behind the whole thing wants America to sort of go back 50 years where women are in the home and gays are in the closet and things like that, and they make a reference that maybe the person in charge is more conservative, but it is not a political show. You do not know really which side, this or that. I sit there the whole time thinking, well, this is refreshing. This is a pretty conservative show I'm watching because they're talking about the way the Democrats want to use big tech, spying on people, gaining information, and all of these different things to alter your life and control the country. Well, this is one of the things we constantly see with the ruling class, and it's why these people don't really go to jail. Their operatives do. Maybe some people around Joe Biden are going to be in trouble. Maybe it's his son getting slapped on the wrist, but I'll bet you if anything real comes of this, I'd be willing to bet It's a slap on the wrist to Hunter, nothing for Joe, and a handful of people around them that executed all these deals that were working with them will be prosecuted and go to jail. That's how it works. It happened with the Trump people. It's all kind of the same thing. They live and breathe and work in a swamp where when push comes to shove, they sort of save each other. If they can hurt the other party, they will. Nobody ever really goes down. It's disgusting. And that's where we are. I think the big picture here is, do you want Joe Biden out? Do you want this to be the knockout blow? I know a lot of people that are rooting for, this is it. This is his death knell. He's done. It's over. He's gone. He's out. And they think that he's just going to be run out of office. Do you want that? You want that? I'm not sure that's what we do. All right, I want to remind you about a great event we're going to be doing. We're not doing it. We're going to be a part of on May 20th for Armed Forces Day, and we hope you'll be there at the Wyandotte County Fairgrounds. It lasts most of the day. It's like 10 to 4, and we would love to have you there at Armed Forces Day. Tim Cross over at Cross Kitchens is a big sponsor of this event, and he's going to be putting on a cornhole tournament that you can play in. All you got to do is show up for the cornhole events. The play starts, it's about noon to 3. We'll play cornhole. If you want to play cornhole like we did last time, we're going to have another tournament at Armed Forces Day at the Wyandotte County Fairgrounds on May 20th. You can sign in between anytime between 11 and 1:30. The last check-in will be 1:30. There's no slots here. So you can kind of come and go, and you don't have to be there at a certain time. It's really cool. We're going to play combat cornhole style round robin. Each team's going to play about an hour, which is going to be kind of fun, and we'll have knockouts. It'll be cool. But the event itself is a spectacular day in tribute to our armed forces. There's going to be military vehicles, music and bands, service dog presentations, military enlistment, the color guard, food trucks, 106.5. The Wolf is going to be there. It's all to benefit friendsinserviceofheroes.org. That's friendsinserviceofheroes.org. We thank our good friend Tim Cross over at Cross Kitchens for being such a really loyal and faithful sponsor of Friends in Service of Heroes and what they do. He's awesome, and we hope to see you on May 20th. Tucker Carlson put a video out on Twitter that I loved. We talked about this on a Patreon podcast yesterday. And in it, he basically says, I'm starting a show on Twitter. He talks about the media being dishonest and that the only place for free speech left is Twitter, and he's going to do a show there. Subsequent to that video that was released by Tucker Carlson, a story was leaked online about Tucker Carlson and his lawyers sending letters to Fox Corporation, Fox News, that Fox broke Tucker Carlson's contract and that he can work. The sum and substance of this is, I have to be very careful what I say because I was... My situation and Tucker Carlson's situation are so very similar. We had the best ratings in the afternoon. We did things completely differently than everything anyone else on the air. A lot of the things that I did on my show made a lot of people uncomfortable, especially around town, and made it uncomfortable for my partners and people that worked at my operation. They got sick of people putting pressure on them. Hey, I'm not going to come on your show unless somebody shuts Keatsman up from talking about this. Why would I do this? Whatever. I'm a truth teller. I say things that make people uncomfortable. It's what I do. I don't mind doing it. I don't mind being an outsider. I don't mind people in the media not liking me. I don't mind people with teams or politicians or businesses not liking me. It doesn't bother me. I like doing what I do the way I do it. When I left, when I was out, I couldn't work for an extended period of time. And I was paid to not work for an extended period of time. I can't go into the details of what that structure was like, but it seems pretty similar, except for the dollar amount here, to what Tucker Carlson is going through. I met with my lawyers. There was no legal recourse. I had nothing within my shareholder agreement, because I was a partner in the company, that allowed me to say they had broken this agreement, and therefore I was out and could immediately work or do whatever. It was very frustrating. It was the most frustrating time of my life. In my situation, I couldn't work in the industry. So even though my wife and I were both accomplished sales reps as well, for example, we couldn't go work for Channel 9 and sell television advertising. We couldn't even do that. So it was pretty ironclad. Sounds like Tucker Carlson has a better contract than I had, which is great for him. And he says that Fox, or his people say, that Fox broke the contract and he can work. Fox wants to pay him until January of 2025. It's a little under 2 years. February of 2025. They want to pay him his $20 million salary until then. So the worst thing's going to happen to him is he's just going to sit back and collect about $1 million a month from Fox to not work. Well, he doesn't like that. He wants to work. And I understand that. It's not about the money. It's about the mission. And Tucker Carlson has one, and he wants to go on Twitter and do this. So we'll see how that all plays out as stories are leaking that he is filing lawsuits and saying that Fox broke the contract and he can work. So we'll see. I think there will be something there that will get Tucker Carlson back either on his Twitter show. We'll see what that iteration looks like, or TuckerCarlson.com, or you know what this exactly becomes. I'm not really sure. But I think he'll probably get out of his contract here. Just my guess, because there's an awful lot of smoke here, and where there's smoke, there is fire. And it seems like they're pretty sure that that's going to take place. KKHI is brought to you by Window World. Simply the best for less. J.D. Power and Associates Customer Service Satisfaction Award winner yet again. You get a lifetime warranty with American-made windows, siding, and doors at Window World. For a free analysis or estimate and 0% financing still available, you've heard about high interest rates, not there, call Window World and they'll send a professional out to your home to look at one window, 20 windows, 200 windows. Maybe you need a storm door for your deck or some siding on your house. Window World would love to work with you on that. 816-799-0820 for the best in the business. The official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. We certainly appreciate you giving Window World the opportunity to earn your business and make your home more efficient, make it worth more, and just a better place to live. WindowWorld.com. Amazing Garage Floors can take care of your garage floor in a way like no one else. Not sure anybody, anywhere, not just the Midwest, has more experiences at this than John Hutchins and his team at AmazingGarageFloors.net. They have done so many garage floors. It's just remarkable how good they are at this and what an unbelievably great product this is. You will love it. They also do concrete sealing, and this time of year is a perfect time to seal your concrete. You know heavy rains are coming. You know that winter's nasty, that the street, the city comes by and throws salt and sand all over your driveway. Protect it. Protect it from everything harmful with AmazingGarageFloors.net and their sealing process as well. 913-901-7139 for Amazing Garage Floors. The Finch Knife Company is now offering a new series of knives. It's the Flint Series. With a 3-inch blade, satin finish, titanium clip, you're going to love the Flint series of Finch pocket knives. Many of you email me and say, every time a new series comes out, I get that one. You're collecting them all, and you move them from day to day. You keep one in your pocket, but you keep them all in a drawer or in a case, and you love all of your pocket knives from Finch Knife Company. They are collectible items. They're gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful, with mother-of-pearl handles, wood, bone, all these different things. Just remarkable pieces. FinchKnifeCo.com. See them in person at Shields, the Bullet Hole, or Teague Tractor around the Kansas City area. Keep your life from getting dull with a new pocket knife from FinchKnifeCo.com. Gavin Newsom is the governor of California, and he's not down with the cause. Gavin Newsom had a think tank, one of these little groups you put together, a study group. We've commissioned these people to look at reparations for black people in America. And they've been working on this for months and months and months, and it's great politically for you when you say you're working on this until they come back with a plan that's untenable. And that's what they've recommended, and that is $1.2 million per black citizen in California for being black because we had slavery 175 years ago. I mean, wow. So what does Gavin Newsom say? He has to go on record now. And he has gone on record saying, we appreciate the work that they've done. And I thank them very much for this great work. But it really isn't about the money. It's about barriers to voting, policing, It's the stuff you can't really tangibly see, touch, or feel. Money you can. Gavin Newsom doesn't have the money. He knows they don't have the money, and he knows he can't pay $1.2 million to every black person in California. This is untenable. It's an impossibility. So he says, oh, it's not really about the money. It's about this other touchy-feely stuff. He's gone back to the Democrat playbook. That doesn't work. Look, Gavin Newsom's a complete fraud, if you ask me. I can't stand really anything about him. But I see him as dangerous because he's got the liberal playbook. He sits there for years, has a study commission on how we can help black people, which makes him more popular, and assures that they're going to go vote for him, and then says things like, it's not about money, it's about your barrier to voting. And I like to remind people on this podcast, it's the only place you hear it. Black men in this country voted 50 years before white women. Let me repeat that as they continue to say there are barriers for blacks voting. Black men in this country had the right to vote 50 years before white women. I don't know how this isn't said more often. I don't know why every American doesn't know that. If we just taught that in school, that, wow, we really treated women badly. Black men had the right to vote 50 years before women. I think that would be pretty important for people to know. In this stupid, silly day and age where they just keep repeating the same stuff and the gullible little lemmings believe it. So sad. Media news, MTV. MTV has a news division. Did you know this? MTV News, it started out as Madonna's going on tour and her set is that it was pop culture news. But they did get to a point at one point where MTV News was a big enough thing and they had enough viewers that everybody wanted to be part of it. The most famous moment in MTV News history was not somebody from MTV News asking a question or reporting a story. It was a town hall with Bill Clinton in 1994. As he's running for president, where a woman in the audience, this would have been somebody maybe around my age. I guess MTV was a thing, man. In the 80s, it was a big deal. And I remember the news starting in MTV News. It wasn't hard news, but it got people who wouldn't otherwise follow the news to see at least some news and things that were going on. And during this town hall with Bill Clinton in 1994, this woman asked, look, America wants to know, is it boxers or briefs? And that's when we learned Bill Clinton wore tidy whities, which is not a nice picture. And Clinton said, oh, and he put his head down and he laughed. It was a great moment for him in that campaign. It was a great moment. It personalized him. And he goes, well, usually briefs. He said, I didn't see that question coming. And he handled it very, very well. Paramount is the parent company of MTV, of a whole bunch of stuff, of MTV. I saw a report yesterday that Yellowstone is over. It's a Paramount Plus show. They couldn't come to terms with a deal with Kevin Costner, the star of that show, which means he wanted too much money and he was fighting with the producer. And you know how this goes in Hollywood. They have a second half to season 4 or 5 that they're on right now that still has to be filmed. They're going to do that, and that's going to be the end of it. Matthew McConaughey is going to come into a spinoff series. Apparently some of the cast members of the current Yellowstone will be in the new Matthew McConaughey starring Yellowstone, whatever that is. But Kevin Costner's term is over. So some things are going on at Paramount. They are cutting MTV and Showtime, which they own. Paramount owns MTV and Showtime. 25%. 25% cuts. So MTV News is no more. They are out. They are gonzo. All right, on to the Patrick Mahomes contract story that came out on Tuesday by Pro Football Talk. Folks, this is what's great about following Chiefs news and living in Kansas City. You've known this. Brett Veach talked about this before the draft. He said, oh, there's a new contract coming soon for Patrick Mahomes. The market has been reset, and we're going to set the market anew. So look, Lamar Jackson of the Ravens is going to make $7 million more this year than Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs are saying, no, that's not going to stand. They're going to get him a contract, and we've known now for weeks the Chiefs are going to do a new contract for Mahomes. Not that he's poorly paid. The Chiefs very strongly believe that Patrick Mahomes should be the highest paid player in the league. They've got the money. They've got the rings. He's got the hardware. He's earned it. This is going to happen. I have no issue with any of that. The big picture story for me here is, and the sucky part about being the Chiefs, because they're doing the right thing, and you sort of have to do what they're doing. The sucky part of all this, you won't hear this anywhere else. The bottom line here is Patrick Mahomes has become Tiger Woods. Patrick Mahomes is Tiger Woods. Okay, you're asking me, well, I don't see the comparison here. I don't get it. All right. When Tiger Woods came along in golf, he made more money than anyone, and he was the best by a million miles. But most of what Tiger will be known for in golf, on the PGA Tour, other golfers, caddies, people in golf, journalists, media jobs, television rights contracts, everybody in the entire golf industry, golf course development, your head pro at your local club, it doesn't matter. When Tiger Woods was on a tear for 15 plus years, just a ridiculous tear as the greatest golfer you've ever seen, when he was doing that, he made a lot of money for himself. But mostly what he did was make billions, with a B, billions of dollars for other people. It's true. And that's who Patrick Mahomes is. Patrick Mahomes, you can't even put him, I've said this since the very beginning, and everybody hates this, because Lamar Jackson still has his fans. Lamar Jackson's the highest paid guy in football right now. He's making $7 million more this year than Patrick Mahomes. I can't think of a bigger joke than that. You cannot mention Patrick Mahomes in the same sentence as Lamar Jackson. In fact, when you start reeling off the top quarterbacks in the AFC, you probably start with Mahomes. Then maybe you go Burrow, Allen, Herbert, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you can go all over the AFC and find quarterbacks before you get to Lamar Jackson. What this offseason has taught us is Patrick Mahomes is Tiger Woods. Mostly what he's doing is making money for other quarterbacks. He's doing great by himself, but you can't, if Mahomes is at $45 million and Lamar Jackson's at $52 million, Lamar Jackson, he should just immediately send $1 million to each of Patrick Mahomes' kids instantly and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for raising this bar a couple of years ago. And thank you for winning and playing at a much higher level than I'm capable of, because for some reason these stooges out here in Baltimore think that I'm close to you and they're going to pay me what you make. I guess the point is, if you used a quarterback scale on a score of 1 to 50, which is, you know, you could have $1 million quarterback lead your team or a $50 million quarterback lead your team. Mahomes is 50. If we're just talking about salary, Lamar Jackson would be more like 15. Honestly, right? You'd pay $50 million to Patrick Mahomes. What would you pay Lamar Jackson to be the Chiefs quarterback right now if there was no Mahomes here? Well, they may get stupid and say we don't have a quarterback, so we'll pay him much more than that. But Lamar Jackson's worth about $15 million. If Mahomes is worth $50, he's at least three times better than Lamar Jackson. There's just no fairness in these salaries. Phil Mickelson was closer to Tiger Woods all those years than any quarterback in the AFC that I see, right? Or any quarterback in football that I see right now. Mickelson was closer to Tiger. That was an individual sport. They competed head-to-head, and Mickelson's got a million times he finished second to Tiger. But I think he's closer to Tiger, and Phil made an awful lot of money. Then there was everybody else during that time period. I don't know who the Phil Mickelson is right now. I'm looking at Mahomes, and I'm seeing Tiger Woods, and all these other quarterbacks are making all this money, but I don't see the guy that can beat him. Honestly, I see some good players, but I haven't seen the guy that steps up and does what Mahomes has done. I don't. Maybe you do. But I think that's the headline here of this new contract, is all they're doing by raising Mahomes is saying, well, we think you should be the highest paid guy. And now they're just making money for other quarterbacks that aren't as good. And other players, generally speaking. We gave you the schedule news at the top of the podcast. The Chiefs play the Dolphins November 5th in Frankfurt, not the Bears. And Donna Kelsey says the Chiefs will play in week two in Kansas City against the Eagles. We'll see if she's right. I don't know how she knows or what she knows, but she's out there saying it. We appreciate that. Hey, you want to play more golf this year? Great Life KC is the place to go. Canyon Farms, Staley Farms, Prairie Highlands, Falcon Ridge, Tallgrass, all signature private courses at Great Life. Don't think of them as those stuffy old country clubs. These are membership-based golf facilities. You become a member, and the golf memberships are limited to 400 at each of them. Canyon Farms is full. There's a few remaining memberships left at Prairie Highlands, Staley Farms, and Falcon Ridge. If you'd like to join, go to greatlifegolf.com. That's greatlifegolf.com. It's one low fee every month, all the golf you can eat. It's a great way to do it. You build it in your monthly budget, and you play as much as you want. And I know some people who do it and say they're playing two or three times more golf than they ever have because of this, that their life is just more enjoyable, that in the evening they'll go show up and just play five or six holes sometimes. They have some spare time in the evening. I'm going to go get five holes in before dark. You just show up and you play. It's fantastic. It's a great way to go. You're going to play more golf if you join Great Life. GreatLifeGolf.com. There is a course near you. TicketsForLess.com. Whoa, we got some big events coming. Taylor Swift, Monster Jam, so many things going on in Kansas City. Luke Combs is coming. Beyonce, Billy Joel, Ed Sheeran. Woo, and of course, the Chiefs schedule is coming out. Chiefs schedule comes out Thursday. Tickets for Less will, of course, have the best seats, the best price for Arrowhead Stadium. All kinds of cool things that include tailgate packages, all-inclusive food and drink. Really cool. They're even doing that for Taylor Swift this year. TicketsForLess.com. Your promo code is KKHI. It will always save you 5 to 15% off your entire order. Call 685-3322 for more information. TicketsForLess.com/KKHI. And Back 9 Development, your custom home builder. TJ and his team at Back 9 Development would love to work with you in Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. If you're looking to build, TJ can make it happen. He'll take your idea and turn it into a vision. Really is what this is about. It's about somebody so creative and good at what they do that you say, I want a new home, or I want to build this new office building, or you know, whatever businesses you're doing, I want to build this. And he takes it from start to finish. He turns it into a vision, your vision. He brings that out of you. TJ's really talented guy. You want to meet him. You want to meet him for sure. TJ Vilkanski, 785-236-0161. Whether you're looking for a custom home, commercial property, or have some land that is up for development, he can put his own group together and develop that land, buy the land from you, and develop it. He's really, really good. Entire portfolios online, back9development.com. Royals lose again, 4-2 to the White Sox. They are playing better ball. The bats went a little quiet on Tuesday night. A very strange thing happened. Has not happened in 10 years. Jordan Lyles was pitching for the Royals. He threw a complete game, six-hitter, but he gave up a two-run homer in there and four runs. So they dinged him a couple times. He was much better than giving up four runs. Jordan Lyles had six strikeouts, no walks, six hits over nine innings. So they only had, what, six base runners all night long? And the Royals lost, but a really impressive outing by Jordan Lyles. It's a very rare thing. Had not happened for 10 years since James Shields did it, where a Royals starter threw a complete game and lost. James Shields did that about 10 years ago. So our baseball news I've decided we're going to have some fun with from time to time instead of lamenting the Royals season. We'll do some fun stories out of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball does have, because there's 162 games in a long season, there are characters in baseball. There's always been characters in baseball, and we're going to focus on a couple of really interesting things happening in baseball right now. The first is Dodgers star Mookie Betts, who's got more money than, you know, he's loaded. Mookie Betts is a star. He's a great player. Dodgers are headed to Milwaukee to play, and the Dodgers tell their players they're staying at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. It is thought and believed around Major League Baseball that the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee is haunted, and you do not want to stay there. Mookie Betts rented an Airbnb. He's staying there with friends. He will not stay at the hotel. He previously stayed at the hotel and says, I don't believe that it's haunted, But just in case, I'm not staying there. When I stayed there one time before, I couldn't sleep because as I lay in bed, every noise I heard, every air conditioner coming on, every sound, every creak, every step in the hallway, whatever, scared me because I'd heard this thing was haunted. He said, I don't believe it's haunted, but I couldn't sleep when I stayed there before and I got to sleep to play baseball. Just in case, I'm renting an Airbnb. Oh, but we're just getting started, folks. The Pfister Hotel was built in 1893. Bryce Harper, superstar Bryce Harper, claims that when he stayed in the Pfister Hotel, he laid at the edge of the bed, you know where they have that little bench thing? He laid his jeans there and his shoes and his socks, and he laid them all on this bench, went to bed. When he got up in the morning, they were all on the floor. They had moved. Spooky. He thinks it's haunted. I think maybe he's a heavy sleeper and he rocked that little thing and they just kind of fell off. That's me. I've had that happen. Depends on whether it was a slick surface or not. There's a lot going on there. Brandon Phillips played there, stayed there when he was playing in Milwaukee. He said he was just hanging out in his room and the radio came on. He went over and he turned it off and he went in and he took a shower and he came back out and the radio was on again. Spooky. Well, that's two of the stories that are out there. To me, they're both very explainable. I've had clothes slide off the edge of the thing at the bed. It happens. And radios have snooze buttons. This would have been the clock radio at some point next to the bed, right? That it came on, like maybe an alarm went off. The music came on and he hit a button and he thought he turned it off, but it was probably a 10-minute snooze. And he went into the shower and he came back out and it was playing. Really? These don't sound like ghosts to me. Major League Baseball players are superstitious. It's fun. It's part of the fun of the game. They don't like the Pfister Hotel, but the Dodgers clearly don't believe it because they're there, except for Mookie Betts. He rented himself a house. There's something fun to do. Get online today and research the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. Even more fun than that is a minor league team, the Brooklyn Cyclones. Love this story. They're having Seinfeld night. The Brooklyn Cyclones are. And they have a bobblehead they're giving away. And it is the greatest bobblehead I've ever seen. It's Seinfeld night. They put George Costanza on a shark. He's riding a shark. He's sitting on a shark, riding a shark. And what little hair he has around the sides is kind of blowing, like he's riding this shark. And beneath it on the little wooden part where it has the pedestal, it says, George Costanza, marine biologist. There's famous episodes where he said he was a marine biologist. It's fantastic. I don't know how I can get one of those, but I would proudly display it. I have only two bobbleheads here in the office. I've got a whole box of them somewhere. There was a Kevin Keatsman bobblehead many years ago. And so it's sitting there, not because I want it there, but because Jessica wants it there. She thinks it's funny as hell. And she thinks it is a great reminder to me that you're a goofy little man and you ain't all that. And I think that's kind of funny. So that's our inside joke. It is there as an inside joke. And it is right next to the one she gave me for my birthday many years ago with Donald Trump wearing a Make America Great Again hat in a blue suit. And it says Trump 45, and he's got his thumbs up, and that bobblehead standing there. Not comparing myself to Trump. One, I really like having there. The other, she thinks is funny as hell. And so it's there. That's how the bobbleheads work around here. I do have some cool bobbleheads. They're in a box somewhere. I got some cool ones, but it's not. My office here really isn't a bobbleheady office. There's a little more Americana. I got a couple of Rush Limbaugh books. People have given me cool things. Mark Lindquist over at 360 Document Solutions sent me the awesome coffee table book of Donald Trump. I've got it displayed. I've got an American flag kind of lockbox thing over there. I have a couple little awards that I won through the years. Most of those are in a box somewhere. I have a framed picture of Ronald Reagan outside the Oval Office with a note card that's signed by him. That my father-in-law gave me for Christmas one year that made me cry. It's hanging on the wall. I have an art print that I found many years ago called Between the Lines, and it shows a little league ball field, and below it is a pretty long paragraph called Between the Lines. It's not really poetry. Maybe I'll copy that and read it one day for you. There's a little crack in the frame. I probably need to reframe it. One time it slipped off the wall and kind of cracked a corner, but it may be my favorite thing. It was the name of the radio show, and I thought it was absolutely perfect. What is written below it is absolutely perfect. Just phenomenal. So, yes, two bobbleheads. And Jessica puts plants in here, which I don't necessarily want or need. She gets mad. I pull the shade down because in the morning the sun comes in my eye this time of year. She's like, these plants are going to die if you keep pulling this down. I said, well, we're going to die if I stop working. We don't have food on the table. So that needs to be down to put food on the table. Sorry. That's how this works. Bstock.net has a couple of things. I got a great email from Chris. They're doing some phenomenal things out there with all the different televisions they have. There's too many to go over. He just said, come make an offer. They rarely have smaller televisions. Sometimes people need them for a kitchen or a smaller area or a workbench. They got a whole bunch of small TVs in right now, and they're practically giving them away. It's hard for me to explain what it is that they do at Bstock. They get these over shipments of things, and a lot of times they don't know exactly what they're getting. And then they get them and go through them and make sure they're all working, and they put them in categories and things of that nature. But they're already low prices. They are overstocked in televisions right now. If you've even remotely thought about redoing the TVs in your house, you got to get to Bstock right now. If yours are several years old, make them offers on the size you need. Just make them an offer. That's kind of where they are right now at Bstock.net. If you can go see them in Olathe at 14680 South Flaming Road, make an offer. I don't know what else to tell you. They have way too many televisions right now. They have got to go. So get on out there and check it out. Also check out the Red Tag Deal of the Week, which is always up at thekklist.com. And bid on a MacBook Pro computer that started at $999. I don't know what the price is today, but these things oftentimes just go for under $100. The prices are insanely low because it's just a bid. It's a giveaway. It's basically a giveaway. Somebody's going to steal it. Thekklist.com is the place to go. Click on Red Tag Deal. And our friends in Manhattan at the Bluemont Hotel, I've had several people. I've stayed at the Bluemont. I've been there. It's a wonderful place. I love going into Goolsby's. Right there in the Bluemont Hotel when I'm in Manhattan. But I've had people, Stan Weber has stayed there on occasions. He knows Andy, the proprietor of the hotel, who's just a great guy, just a terrific guy. And they've, I think, become closer friends, and they have a lot in common. They're business guys. They talk business. They're smarter than me. I love the fact that these people who have these businesses are smarter than me and have taught me so much about business. I've learned everything I know about business from advertisers who own their own businesses. Literally. I didn't take any business classes. I don't know anything about a business. My business partners, when I started in that, I kind of trusted them. Jerry Green was a terrific businessman. He was our chairman when we started. So you trust people like that, and you're like, oh, this is okay. And you learn from them. I just learned it all from other people. I'm no great businessman, but what I know, I've learned from other people, like Andy and some of the guys at the Bluemont Hotel. They're just terrific at what they do. And if you're going to be in Manhattan or want to stay the night in Manhattan or go play golf there sometime or do something, feel free to stay at the Bluemont Hotel. Log on to bluemonthotel.com. It's a unique experience. It's pretty big for what you'd call a boutique hotel because it has meeting rooms. It has an upstairs outdoor area for a bar and all this other cool. It's just a really, really special place. And they've built it that way. And if you stay there, you know that. If you travel there regularly and become a member of their family, it's really a unique place. BluemontHotel.com. Certainly appreciate them and everything they do in the community of Manhattan to make sure that, you know, it's not just a whole bunch of little comfort inns hanging out in Manhattan. It's cool. It's cool that Manhattan has a hotel that nice. Very nice. All right, our final comes from Tony's Kansas City, a website that I go to every day. Tony'sKansasCity.com. He writes the best headlines. Now, if you took this headline literally, I'm trying to explain how for you to get this. So most of his headlines are tongue-in-cheek. There's nothing really racist about Tony in any way. He will pick on anyone, and I love that about him. It is just kind of a place for free speech is what Tony's Kansas City is. And it's had a theme going of Mayor Q and reparations and all these different things that are going on, right? And, you know, we got to fix this in Kansas City and, you know, Jefferson City screwing everything up, and we got this problem with the police, and we got potholes, and there's a trash problem in Kansas. You got all this trouble in Kansas City. I mean, there's just stuff going on right now that the mayor can't fix. But he's the first to tell you that he loves the new airport. He's going to cut that ribbon. He's, oh, my God, look at the draft. How great is our city? Sorry, small businesses, but this was really cool. And, my God, look at this 650,000-gallon aquarium that we're putting in the Kansas City Zoo. A world-class zoo has to have a 650,000-gallon aquarium. We are really up to speed in Kansas City now. Everything's great. This is lipstick on a pig. You talk about your airport, your draft, and your aquarium when people don't want to hear you talking about reparations, free rent, cutting police, record homicide rates. So Tony's Kansas City is the place to go get news that's a little tongue-in-cheek. And the headline reads about this shark tank, I don't know, aquarium. This is a fantastic headline. Tony, this is, might be your best. The headline reads, quote, rich white lady names KC Zoo Aquarium after grandchildren. And you're like, okay, who's the rich white lady? I don't know. I don't follow these things that closely. It's the Helzbergs, because of course it is. Shirley Helzberg has built an aquarium with her. Instead of putting her name on it, because her name's, you know, everywhere. Helzbergs. I don't even think the Helzbergs own that anymore. Isn't that the one Warren Buffett owns now? I'm not even sure. Shirley Helzberg has herself an aquarium. Rich white lady names KC Zoo Aquarium after grandkids. So I'm like, oh, how did she do that? Because the name of the thing is Sobella. And I thought, I've never heard the name Sobella. This must be an acronym or something. Sobella is one letter after each of her grandkids, except she has two grandkids whose name starts with A. So unfortunately, they each get represented by the A at the end. I don't know what they all stand for. It's S-O-B-E-L-A. That's the grandchildren, and their first names all start with those letters. We can stop talking about reparations, potholes, trash pickup, crime, murder rates. We could stop all that because a rich white lady has named the KC Zoo Aquarium after her grandkids. Tony'sKansasCity.com is the website. You should go there and check it out from time to time. It's fantastic. And you're fantastic for listening. I can't thank you enough. And I always thank you. I got a couple of emails from yesterday from people that said, I do listen all the way to the end, and I had not hit the subscribe or follow button yet because I've just been too lazy to do it. Now I've done it. Thank you. Please hit that thing and have somebody else hit it. It's free. It's absolutely free. It's free. It's free. Just hit the subscribe or follow button or the like button. At Kevin Keatsman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.